Or on your test of an Aleph, actually the correct daf, I think, for the Daf Yomi schedule. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They finish out. Okay, let's see what happens. Alright, the Mishnah, which I introduced last night, talks about the concept of Halchanachar HaKarayv. Is the idea of Raiv VeKarayv, Halchanachar HaRayv, and only afterwards Achar HaKarayv. It means the following. The example I gave, which is very similar to the Mishnah's example, if on the bima you have two pushkas and you have money that's on the shulchan, so we assume it came from the pushka that's closest to it. So there we go, basa karev. We go according to the one that's closest. That's the idea of karev. The example would be if you find meat in a street and there's a store that's closer, that's kosher, and that's further, that's non-kosher, or the reverse, we go basa karev. Now, if there's a clear rive, we go basa rive. If there's no clear rive, then we go according to karev. So this Mishnah talks about the 13 pushkis, which we had earlier. I'm telling you now, which the Gemara will say soon, that the pushkas were arranged in a circle. So that the first pushka, which was the taklin chaditin, the new shkolim for the year, was next to the 13th pushka, which was the last sixth one, the davis. And therefore the Gemara talks about money that was found one next to the other, that was found... What?
These are no rive. These are all...
So here, there's no clear rive. It may be one day this pushka has more money, one day this one does, but there's no clear rive, and that's why we're going according to the karev. So the Mishnah says, Moishe nimtzu bein hashkolim l'nedava. Money found between the pushka for shkolim and the pushka for nedava. Karev l'shkolim, yitlu l'shkolim. L'nedava, yitlu l'nedava. Whichever it's closest it goes to. Mechza la mechza. What happens if it is exactly halfway between them? Yiplu l'nedava. The rule of the Mishnah is that when you have something that's a safek, you go l'chumra. Well, since the nedava was used for a carbon ayla, which is totally burnt, and the one that was shkalim is used for, let's say, a musif, part of which is eaten by kayanim. So when you find money, mechza la mechza, you have to go to chumra. And the chumra is to make it a carbon ayla, so mechza la mechza, yiplu l'nedava. This is the theme of the whole Mishnah. That if it's closer to one, it goes to that one. And if it's half and half, you go to the one that's more chomor, meaning more close to Kedusha. Beit eitzim l'levayna. If it's between the pushka for wood and the pushka for levayna, well, karev la'eitzim, yiplu la'eitzim. If it's closer to one, you go to that one. Mechza lemechza, which is more chamor, yiplu lelevayna. Now here, in these explanation, why is levayna more chamor than wood? They're actually both totally burnt.
That's a mitzvah.
Because levayna is the carbon itself. Now even though we call eitzim carbon, but it's really to facilitate the burning of other things.
It's a hechsher mitzvah.
And therefore, it's sort of a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, it goes to the levayna. Ben kinim legezale ayla. Now kinim are pairs, the pair of birds. We said one is a chatos, one is a ayla. So it's found between the kinim and the gezale ayla. Karav lekinim yiplu lekinim. Karav legezale ayla yiplu gezale ayla. If it's closer to one, it goes to that one. Mechza lemechza yiplu legezale ayla. Why? Well, the birds for an ayla are totally burnt. Kinim, we said, are a pair, of which one is a chatas, which is partially eaten, and one is an ayla. And therefore it goes to Geizlei ayla. Now Rabbi Yehuda in the previous parak said that you can't drop chatas money into a pushka, because if the owner dies, well, the money will have to go to the Yamamela. But this Mishnah is going out to Chachamim, who held that the kinim is one chatas, one ayla, and Geizlei ayla is a straight ayla. So therefore, the chumra is to give it to the ayla. Now these are not the pushkas. This is already an independent case. A person has in his house chulin money and ma'isa sheni money. Karav the chulin yiplu chulin. La ma'isa sheni yiplu ma'isa sheni. Mechza la mechza yiplu la ma'isa sheni. Of course, Maisa Sheni money is more stringent than Cholin money. Therefore, it falls to Maisa Sheni. Zaklal, Holchinachar Hakorev Lahakul, Mechzala Mechza Lahachmir. Whatever is closer, we go even Lakula. And whatever is further, whatever is Mechzala Mechza, we go Lachumra. So this is the Psak, the rule of the Mishnah. The Gemara explains, Loi Hutzracha, the Loim Bein Shkolim Lakinim. You don't have a case only between Shkolim and the Dava, not between Shkolim and Kinim. We should have gone in order. What were the Pushkis? Shkolim Tiklin Chaditin, Tiklin Atikin, and Kinim. So why are you saying between the first and last Pushka, say between the two that are next to each other? So the Gemara answers, Ra'avim b'shem Rapinchas kim b'buchli yorayayisin. It was arranged in a circle. And since it was arranged in a circle, the 13th was closer to the first, was next to the first. So that's why the Mishnah talk found between those two. It's interesting.
They're still next to each other with nothing in between them,
right?
And you can have a coin between the two of them. So what do you do?
You could have the other case of Kinim also,
right?
So in which case we follow the same rule. The questioner didn't mean to ask what about that case. He meant to ask it's not the one next to the Shkolim. So we're answering now. The Mishnah, the Gemara will say only pick four cases.
Right.
It didn't pick the other cases because there's no chiddush in the other case. The others, the Gemara will say, are easier to figure out what's a chumra. Yes.
In other times we have cases of Torah and rove. We say sometimes we have machlokes in the Torah and rove and we go white. Why don't we use rove here as a criteria? If there are more coins in one box than the other, why wouldn't that be?
The question is good. I think the rove here is not necessarily so. It may be at this moment is rive in one, pushka rive in another. The money may have fallen out when there was rive in the other and not in the first. So my understanding is that it's not necessarily a rive in one as opposed to the other. That's my understanding. Now really, I'll tell you, it's interesting machlaikis between the Chachmas Adam and the Nesivis, and the Chavis Das. They have a fascinating machlaikis in Hilchis in Yaridea. I hope I'm saying the two sheet is right. I may have them backwards. But there's a machlaikis as follows. And we're going to learn later on the Yomid Beis, if you find meat in the street, and it's a city that has, you want to go bus arrive. So let's say you have a city has 10 butcher stores. 9 are kosher, and 1 is treif. So you find money, you find meat in the street, you assume it came from the rive, from the 9 kosher butcher stores. They argue in the following shaila. You have to think about this. What happens if the one treif butcher store is a Walmart? Walmart sells meat?
More meat.
And the one treif sells more meat than the 9 kosher, busa kosher put together. So what's rive? Is rive the amount of meat in the store? Or is rive the amount of places? So I remember the Chavis Das says the pashtus. It goes by most meat. Who cares how many stores? But the Chachmasan says no. We're talking about places it comes from. The question is, which place did it come from? Now, if you go according to places from whence it came, so then your question, according to Chachmasan, would fall away, because it fell. There's no rive. It fell from this pushko or this pushko. We assume. The question is, one may have more money than the other, but they're saying we don't go according to the amount of meat in the store, the amount of money in the pushka. We go according to the places from where it likely would have come. So according to Chachmas Adam, that would answer your question. Otherwise, I have to go with what I'm assuming, that it's not necessarily so that one has more than the other. Back to the Gemara. Mechza lemechza yiplu l'nedava. The Mishnah said that if it's halfway between the two, we put it into the Dava Pushka, Istabai Meimar, Shema Yiplu Lishiore Halishcha. Some said that we have a concern, it might fall to Shiore Halishcha. What does that mean? If you put it into Shkolim Pushka, why don't we do it with the leftovers of the Shkolim Pushka? They didn't go to a very significant use. They weren't Karbanis. They were used for the golden blechin that we used to decorate the Mishkan. So I want to remind you, we had coins in the lishcha, coins in the boxes. The leftover coins in the boxes are called shiurei trumas halishcha. Those went to kitzam izbeit, those went to karbanis. But the shiurei halishcha, what's left over in the room, that went to less significant things. So some said the reason a coin found in between can't go to the shkalim is because it might end up used by shiurei halishcha. Istiyam by lameimer. Others explain mechza lamechza kamisha meis. We had a rule. If somebody donated a coin and the donor died, that money would fall into the nedavis. Mm-hmm. So here, this coin that's in between, it's similar to somebody who died in the sense the coin finds itself in a place where it can't be used in the normal way. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it goes to the nedav. Omer Reb Yasa, Ada no Taman. While I was there meaning in Bavel, Shamis called Reb Yehuda Shoal Shmuel. Reb Yehuda was one of the main Talmidim of Shmuel. So I heard him asking Shmuel the following Shaila. Hifrish Kola Yumeis, somebody who separated his coin and died, what do you do with it? Amala Yiplul Nedava, which is what we just said, that it goes into the Nedava. Asiris Ha'efa Shalai, if he died after separating the Asiris Ha'efa, which is probably the Asiris Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yechiel Amar Yalichem Li'ayim HaMelech, Rabbi Elazar Amar Yiplul Nedava. So we're going to get back to this, this idea of the Kohen Gadol dying, what happens to it, not in this daf, but in the next daf, the Gemara will come back to it. V'kasha, Yesh Chatos Kareva Oila, what's happening? You are going to take money for a Asiris Ha'efa, put it into the Nedava. It's Chatos money, and you're bringing it as an Oila? Chizkiyah b'shem Rav Shem Melakish said, tonight Bezdin hu, ala maisra is yikrivu Oila, that on the extra money that it should be brought as an Oila, so the money that was donated for Asiris Ha'efa fell into maisra, so the Kohen Gadol died, and therefore it was brought as an Oila. Frakti Gemara, going back on the Mishnah. You find money between a kinim box and a gezale ayla box. We said if it's mechza mechza, it goes to the ayla. He isha zayis ba mahi miskaperes. Aren't we worried? We said women are allowed to put money in the pushka and assume that it's nikrav, which is called mechusre kipurim. This lady is missing it. She can't eat the kachim until it's brought. She's going to go through the rest of her life thinking that she had a kapara. Aren't we worried if it's her money? There was a Tanai Bezdin, which the Gemara, again, is a Mishnah later, we're going to get to. Hamaspik esakinim, humaspik esapsulais ve'esavudais. The word esavudais is added by the Gra. And that means the following. We already said that to do business with the Beis HaMikdash left the businessman short-handed. Anytime there were any type of question, the price went down, the price went up, the businessman always took a loss. Here, you have a man who's providing karbanis for the Beis HaMikdash. There was a deal as follows. People put money in the pushka and they go home. Now we bring birds. The shal is the following. Let's say one day the kainim open the pushka, they have to bring 20 birds. They prepare 20 birds. One of the 20, they buy it. They spent the money. There's no money left. They bought the birds. One of these birds now becomes parcel. Something happens to it that parcels it. Or avudais. The bird gets lost. What happens now? This lady, she went home. She assumes this is the scapper. If she'd be here, we tell her, look, you're out of luck. Your bird is possible. Bring a new one. But what do you do now? So the deal was that the one who had the contract to provide birds for the Beis HaMikdash, he had to give extras anytime there was a psulais or an avudais. He took the loss. So even though if it's his bird, of course he takes the loss. He sold it already. So this was a guaranteed return policy. If something went wrong with the bird, then he would have to contract for it.
So it would be more expensive, of course.
It would be more expensive, of course. So now, what they would do, now here it gets tricky. So what do you do with this lady? You're mesupik if this money is from here or there. They, when money was found between the pushkas, they'd have to give extra birds to bring a chatas to be a kapara. Now we have a problem, you can't just bring a chatas as an adava. The teretz is, a bird is different. Chatas oif, abalasafik, it's called chaz abalasafik, chatas oif you could bring. So when money was found between the pushka, Hegdish made a killing, big deal, it was a few dollars. But they took the money from the Dava, and they told the bird salesman that he's going to provide birds for a chatas, so that both were done.
But how does that, I mean, doesn't she have to, isn't she the one that has to designate the carbon?
So she really made a shliach. She made, when she puts money in the pushka, she's making the shliach, the kayin, whoever does it, whoever takes care of it. Sakti Gemara, like Sarcha, the like Beit Teres Leitzin. Why does the Mishnah say a case? Literally, why does the Mishnah need a case? The like Beit Teres Leitzin. In a case where the money
is not in the Mishnah.
Eitzim Levaina, Lezav, Lekapiris. If money is found between a pushka for the wood and Levaina, you find. But between the Levaina and the Zav Lekapires and the Klishares. Sakti Gemara v'tini sabesaifa. We learned it at the end of the Mishnah. Zakla al-Hachanach akarav mechzala mechzala hachmir. We said the rule. The Mishnah picked four cases, each one has a chiddush in it. But in a normal case, it's easy. If you find it between Klishares money and carbon money, so of course you give it to the carbon, to the Levaina. So Mimela, all the cases in the Mishnah are chiddush, and everything else is governed by the general rule. Okay, this is the Mishnah of Sveikais, of money, Yigobas Akar.
What is the last item of the Mishnah?
Which last case? The exact clause going on the cases not mentioned earlier. And before, there are 13 pushkas. We only mentioned found between a handful of them. The rest of them is governed by the rule, by the Zaha Klal. Okay. Actually, they're all governed by Zaha Klal, but the examples, each had his own chiddush.
What happens if you find money in the middle of the circle?
That's good. It's equidistant from all of them. So I guess it's governed by the rule. Oh. So what's the biggest chumra of all 13? I guess Lenadava goes to an island. And for the kingdom, you still have to compensate with one. And I guess to stay with that. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Ma'isha nimtzeru, nimtzu lefnei sechri behema. Money that you find by animal salesmen. La'ayla ma'iser. Right? Jews in whole Eretz Yisrael, Syria too, have ma'isha sheni money. It's a lot of money. You're talking about a tenth of the gross national product, of at least of agriculture. A lot of ma'isha sheni money. So what do? You take vacation to Yerushalayim and you spend it. It's spent on food. They couldn't spend all that much money on food. You think about it, it's a tenth of a person's income. You take a person's income, what percentage of a person's income is on food typically? I don't know. A quarter of his money, 20% of his money is on food. So now half of that is my Sasheni money. He doesn't spend half a year in Yerushalayim. So what they did is they gave Yerushalayim Jews their Ma'aseh Sheni money. What are you going to do with it? They're going to spend it on food in Yerushalayim. So people lived in Yerushalayim, had an extra income. Their friends would give them Ma'aseh Sheni money, and they spend it all year. So typically, animals that were bought for Shechita were Ma'aseh Sheni money. And therefore, money found, Lefnei Sechri Behema, La'olam, not only Yom Tov time, all year round, are considered to be Ma'aseh. Now this is already not Kariv, this is already Raiv. Ubahar Abayis, Chulin. On the Har Abayis, it's soon to be Chulin money. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. V'Yerushalayim b'shar kol yemei sashana. Now why don't you find in Yerushalayim not by the butcher store, not by the Seichri Behema? B'shar kol yemei sashana Chulin. All year round, Yisum it's Chulin. B'shas haregel ha'kol meiser. Yom Tov time, where everyone comes up with meiser, sheini money, Yigobas arrive, that it's nice. That's money. Basar, shenimtza ba'azara. If you find meat in the azara, Eivarim, oilos. If they're whole Eivarim, no one bothered to cut it into steaks. It's a whole side of an animal, a whole leg of an animal. That's probably an oil. So if you're going to eat it, you're going to cut it up into chatichas. So it's a whole piece of an animal, you throw it, you put it with the oilos. It was cut to be eaten, then you assume it's a carbon that could be eaten. It has to be a part of the animal that's eaten. Now it could be a shlamim, but l'chumra we assume it's a chatas, which is only eaten that day and night. Ubi yushalayim, if it's outside the harabayis, zivche shlamim. Because there, your chatas has to be eaten lifnim and aklayim. So if it's outside, you assume it's shlamim. You can't eat this meat. Why can't you eat the meat? There's a halacha by the meat of the Beis HaMikdash, any kachim, that if it's missing shmira, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's missing shmira for a few minutes, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? There's a machlokes in the Bavli, and the Gemara Yerushalmi will refer to it briefly. Why? This is a halacha. You should know, Mitzvah Shem, if she hasn't come, you'll have gehegdish meat. You know, if you have the meat, you're ready to eat it, and you know, you gotta go into the restroom. You don't put it down outside, go in and come back, because if no one's watching it, it's tabit surasai. It's got tabit surasai means you have to let it become, nicer, and burn it. Why? You have to watch it. So the chaluke day says to why. One man the other says, halacha mishem sinai. That it needs shmira. The other man, the Yama, says no. It's a siyag, it shouldn't become tameh. You watch it all the time, we're afraid maybe it became tameh. It says enough gemina. If Eliyahu Navi comes and tells you it's not tameh, the man, the Yama, says it's a halach l'bay shemisir, I need shmira, it's still possible. If you hold it's because of tumah, then if you know it's not tameh, it could be tar, but otherwise it's a gzeir derabban, and you have to be chayshish, it's tameh. Now let's plug that into the Mishnah.
That whether it's found outside
Beis HaMikdash
or
in Yerushalayim? Right. Any kachim, any carbon meat, zev is zev, whether it's in Yerushalayim, whether it's in the Beis HaMikdash, tu'ubar tzurasai, that's an expression. Tu'ubar tzurasai means it loses its form, that means you leave it overnight, v'yaitse lebeis hasreifa, and then you burn it. What? Oh, so we can say the only difference is how long you have to leave it before Tuba Tzurasai. If you hold, it's a shlamim. Actually, is there shlam v'layla echad? Actually, I'm not sure. That's what's going to say later is a nafkamina if you have to leave it 2 nights or 1 night. Is that correct? If it's a chatas, you leave it 1 night, you burn it the next day. If it's a shlamim, because as soon as the next morning comes, it's correct. Right? It's Yom V'Layla, Chatas. You leave it overnight. The next morning you can burn it. It's already nicer. Shlomim is Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So you have to leave it overnight. The next day you can't burn it. You have to wait another day.
Right.
You have to wait another night and burn it the following morning.
That's right. It's not really a physical attribute. It's just that it becomes...
It's an expression for leaving it overnight. It really doesn't change. Nimtza Bigvulin. If you're standing in a regular city, Jewish city, where the meat is kosher, Eivarim Nevela is Chatichais Mutarais. If you find meat of Eivarim, why wasn't it cut up? Now, if it's in the butcher store, it's not supposed to be cut up, it's easy. But otherwise, why weren't Eivarim cut up? Must be that when they shechted it, they found the Shkita's puzzle. Yeah. They didn't bother cutting it up, because it's Nevela anyway. Chatichais Mutarais. But if it's cut up, it's mutar. B'shas haregel, shavasa meruba, afeivarim mutarais. B'shas haregel, there's so much meat. Afeivarim mutarais. So why, if there's so much meat? So there are two pshatami. Either there's so much meat, just didn't get around to cutting everything up. Or, I think the carbonator says, there's so much meat, so they already roast it, not cut up, they roast it wholesale, so to speak. Normally, you're not going to roast the whole thing, because you want to eat it over the week. But so much meat is eaten on Yom Tov that they would roast the whole thing at one shot. That's why, even whole sides, you assume abasarayv amutaris.
So basashinis alamina ayin is not applicable in a Jewish
The din of basashinis alamina ayin will come up here, and I'll discuss it. Okay, it's coming up at the bottom of the page, and so I'll discuss that. Again? A varim, no, it doesn't have to be a whole behemoth, a whole aver, a whole piece of an animal. Excuse me? It's a good question. I'm not a butcher, but I assume it's just easier to handle it. You have to handle it, you gotta get it somewhere. Zakti Gemara. Loi tzurcha to loi bahar abayis kodesh. Shouldn't the Mishnah say that money that's not on the Harabayis is also Kodesh? Near the Harabayis is also Kodesh. Around the Harabayis should also be Kodesh. Now here, it comes back to something I mentioned yesterday. I'd like to refer you to the Tikkun Chaditin. Both say it. The Tikkun Chaditin on the Gemara. I mentioned this to you numerous times, and I haven't seen it on the page till now. In the Tikkun Chaditin, where it says Gemara, the second piece, V'chiloi tzricha sh'loi yeh b'harabayis ela kodesh. The mitshumas halicha nikachim shama mois. Mois of the mitshumas halicha goes there, hein kodesh. The mechutz osu lahavi shamois. On the harabayis, you're not allowed to bring money. K'detanina b'teisev t'beregvav t'brachas lo yikanes b'mois atzurum lo yisadinai. So I mentioned to this yesterday and prior occasion, you're not allowed to bring money into the Harabayis. So therefore, in the Harabayis, it should be Kaidish. Inami, and listen to what he says, Avagav the Neima, even if you're going to say, the Dafka Derech Bezoyin Osa Lehevi L'Shamayis Befer Hesia, I mentioned this yesterday in the name of the Mechaschinuch, the Torah who says this, it's a Machlaikis, if you're not allowed to bring money at all into the Harabayis, or only money that's open. But if it's in your pocket, it's mutter. Kamei b'sadinai, like wrapped in his kerchief. Nirishu derek inai, kailuch eschaira. You're walking, holding money, you're going to business. Abba b'tzino shari. So now the harabais, you're allowed to bring money. Mekam akai. Lama la'aylam cholin, halay shama is kaidish mitzuyin. Okay, so I'm pointing this out to tell you this idea about bringing money to the harabais, which is either aser, or it's mutter hidden. There's a very big nafkamina. Today, if somebody wants to go up the Mugabe ramp and go on the other side, now technically, you're allowed to do it, because a Tamei Mace is allowed to go. However, you have to go to the mikvah first, because a Balkeri or a Zavar is mechuyev to go to the mikvah. Misha Tumi Yaitse Magufai is Aser on the whole Harabayis. A Tamei Mace is only Aser in the Machne Kedusha, which is where it stood. Now we're not sure exactly but we know at least 11 Amis, if you hug the Kaisel, the first 11 Amis, the secret is that we really know it's Mutter. We don't advertise it, we're not looking for tourists to go there. Because how are you going to get the tourists to go to the mikveh first before they go? Yeah. And they have to go to the mikveh like a Tefillah D'Oraisa, right, checking for Chatzitza, Bedika, the whole business. But really it's Mutter. However, before you go on top of that Mugabe ramp, you have to have a box for people to drop off their money. You're not going to go with money there. And that may discourage some people from going. Now, do they really have to drop off their money? It depends on these two pshatim. Yeah. It's only awesome money before Hesia, or it's even awesome money b'tzina. That's totally in the two pshatim you see here in the Tikkun Chaditin. Getting back to the Gemara, Vaitzorcha d'loi v'arabai is kodesh. Don't you have to say that anywhere in the Harabayis is also Kodesh? Rebba, Reb Chia, Shem Reb Yechon, and Chazaka. Ein Kayim Maitzi Min Alishcha Mois, Hachu Mechala and Ala Behema. The Kayim was reasoning, and their money, even though it went in Kodesh, they would quickly redeem it on a Behema, and therefore there was plenty of Chulin money on the Harabayis, because the Kodesh money would quickly be redeemed. Basra Shenimtza, Reb Lazim Shem Reb Aishia, Hisiya Das, the Yemasiach Das, from the animal, from kachim, meat, ton ibur tsura, you have to leave it overnight. Now I want to explain. I told you before, tupshatim. Either it's halacha mishum Sinai, you don't think about it, it's pasul, or we're afraid it became tane. Now if you hold you have to leave it overnight, that means it's not halacha mishum Sinai. If it's halacha mishum Sinai, then you don't need overnight, just go burn it. If you say ton ibotsura, you have to leave it overnight. That means it's a shash, it became tane. Amri be'aisha, masnisin amra kain. It's a raya from the Mishnah. Tu b'tzarosa v'yetzel beses reifa. The Mishnah said you need to leave it overnight. Amri be'aisi, v'yos, is that correct? Is it a raya from the Mishnah who says you leave it overnight? La'achlai einata yachol shaminis kalkut sarasai. L'fum kein tzarek l'meimah tubat sarasai. Says you can't eat it anyway. Why? Because when you find meat, maybe the meat is yesterday's meat. You're not finding it in the middle of where everyone's walking. Nobody would have picked it up right away. You're finding it's stuck away under something.
Maybe it's
a day old.
Yeah, but the degradation of the meat would be so obvious. But if you lift the meat out of
the dehydrator. I don't think meat spoils in a day like my wife
thinks.
It depends
on if it's hot. If it's hot, you would see.
Okay, I guess maybe so. It's not so hot. But, you know, today the ladies think that if everything gets spoiled automatically. So yes, then what happened before they have refrigerators? So you don't know, you know, it's like, you know, it's a funny thing. But, I don't know.
Also, they have more things that could become, nowadays, you know, more things that becomes with the germs and everything else that we
have. More germs today than there used to be.
You see, every time they have a recoil.
I mean, it was much cleaner. The world was much cleaner, and
maybe their stomachs were able to handle it.
That's true.
I mean, I'm the nervous type. I take a Erev Tavshilin. I don't like putting it in the refrigerator. I'm afraid someone will eat the Erev Tavshilin. I like putting it away. So I take a hard-boiled egg. I put it in my drawer. It stays perfect for 2.5 days. The Rambam says, why do we use egg as an example of Erev Tavshilin? Because it stays. But, you know,
eggs is one thing.
The ladies can't see it.
You mean you just peel the egg first?
You eat the egg first?
I write with a magic marker, Erev Tavshilin, on it.
You write with a magic marker, Erev Tavshilin. Anyway, let's leave my Shalom Bayis out of it. Back to the Gemara. My case are a meme, too, but Saras, if you ask the basis,
can't break it, though. If you want to break it, you can't break it.
Zak to Gemara. Nimsa Vigvolin. Devei Krispa. Shem Reb Yaisi Berebi Chanina. Evarim nevelos, loikin aleihem mishum nevela. If you have evarim, it's nevelos. It's not suffic nevelos. Regobas arrive, it's vadai nevela, and you give malchus. Masis nomer kein. I'll prove it from the Mishnah. Evarim nevelos, bechatiches mutares. Evarim nevela, and slices are mutar. Now chatiches mutares, loy mamish. That means you're allowed to eat it. So it means we consider vadai mutar. The kavasai evarim nevelos. Is also vadai, like an alayim, mishum nevelos. Roiv is like a vadai in halacha. Reb Krispa, b'shem Reb Yaisi, b'Reb Chanina, im hayu machroizais mutarais. We had in Bava Metzina, Eilu Metzias, machroizais shaldagim. Machroizais, you had the old pictures, like the Tom Sawyer type pictures of holding, they go fishing and they hold a string with fish dangling. It's strings with little hooks, and you hang the fish, and you hang it up. That's how you sell it. They had that for meat also. They would put the pieces of meat and the salesman would walk around selling it. If you have it on a salesman type of string, in a city that's Rav Yikasher, excuse me, Mutaris. Teshachanuyais. Now this is probably the most important Gemara in the Masechta. It's a Gemara we have from Psachim. Teshachanuyais Mechron Basa Nevela. Aches Miseres Basa Shchuta. If you have a city that has 9 kosher butcher stores and 1, no. Tesha to 9 selling tray for 1 kosher. Basa shchuta. The schal falai, and you find meat. Chai sheish. No, so the schal falai means, if a person went into a store, he doesn't remember which store. Chai sheish, he has to be chai sheish its tray. I'll explain that in a second. V'nimtza holkanach arayv. You find in the street, you go basa arayv. Reverse also. Tesha chanuyas meichris basa shchuta. Achamayis basa nevela. 9 kosher, 1 treif. Schafulai. He doesn't remember which one he went into. Chayshish, you have to be machmir. Why? You're not sure which one you went into. 9 are kosher, 1 is treif. This is called kavua kemechza mechzadami. Let me just finish. Lenimtza hachanacharai. Okay, now this is a major issue in halacha. And that is, that when do we go bus arrive? Only call the parish Meruba parish. If you find meat in the street, you go bus arrive, you assume it comes from the rive of the butcher stores. If a person went into a butcher store, bought meat, came home, let's say he's visiting, he's visiting Meir Shar. He buys meat, he comes home, his wife says, which store did you go to? What's the difference? They're all kosher. She tells him, no, there are trefa stores here too. She doesn't know which store he went to. So you want to go bus arrive. There's an exception to arrive. Kol kavua Kemetza Mechzadani. Kavua means if you took the meat from the place where it's nicker, from the place where had you had presence of mind, you could have identified it. Kol kavua kemetza amertzadami. It's gezeirus hakasuv that kol kavua kemetza amertzadami. Now this makes for very complicated issues in halacha because we know you go basarayv, but kavua you don't go basarayv. Now how to deal with this is a difficult thing. For example, the Chazon Ish has a shaila. If you go into a department store today, everything you buy in a department store is packaged. Once upon a time, you went and you bought a drinking glasses. So the drinking glasses were arranged on the shelf. You bought a glass, you bought a pot.
Yerushalayim is still like that.
Yerushalayim is still that way, okay. So you buy glasses, and now you think, do I have to tevel it? Well, is it from a guy or a Jew? You call the department store, once they take it out of the box, they don't know. They have some suppliers are Jews and some are Goyim. So the question is that called kokavua kemetza mechza? You took it from the store. 50-50, you have to tevel it. Or do you say, called the parish Maruba parish, most of them are Gayim.
I'd say if a Jewish owner had the glasses, but he bought it from...
Not a Jewish manufacturer. You went into Macy's and you bought it. Right. The question is, who's the manufacturer?
So automatically, it's not... here we should go bust with the right, because the manufacturer, it's like, where's
why is it a kavua? Why is it a kavua? You bought it from the store.
Where the kavua? I'm taking it from a store. And I don't know which store it is. So we say, kavua, it's here.
So what we say is, kavua has to be nicker b'makaymai. It has to be recognizable in its place, and that's the way it is. So a 21st century shaila, and I don't know the answer, people ask, if they borrow money from an online, they take out a loan, are they allowed to rely that the company is Goyim? Or they have Ribbish Shilas that it may be Jews. Now some you can identify if they're Jews or Goyim. But most, it's very hard to identify if they're Jewish or Goyim. By the way, Quicken Loans is Jewish. Somebody takes a loan from there, has a Ribbis issue. Some of the biggest lenders in America are Jews. For some strange reason, like a Jewish business. It's like the Yitzhar. But anyway, what? Bank Leumi, I believe, has a Heta Iska. They're against the Haredim. When the Haredim want to do business with them, they're for the Haredim. You know, they, Israeli bonds have a Heta Iska too. Yeah. Israeli government has a Heta Iska for Israeli bonds, believe it or not. But at any rate, the bank loses. What's the other Israeli bank? I know has a Hetiska. What?
Israel Discount Bank.
Israel Discount Bank has a. I know has a Hetiska.
Israel Discount Bank is closed on Yontif.
Yeah. It's closed on Yontif.
Well, since Ruby Sharon got involved.
Oh, okay. So at any rate, the question is, and I don't know the answer. Is that kavua when you go online to a bank? Is that called a parish? Is that kavua? So I have no idea how it works. I don't know the answer. And anyway, this is the Gemara's klal. It's a klal everybody should know. Kol de parish meruba parish is right. Kol kavua kemetza mechza. I do have to tell you that kavua kemetza mechza means if you go into the store and you buy it, it's mechza mechza. If it's a shalav d'oraisa like nevela, you have to be machmir. Shalav d'rabbanan, actually, tovelin glass is really a drabanan. It will be safed drabanan lakula. Could be the Dosh HaShematir, and it's easy to tevel. But if it's a kol kavua kemetza mechza, it means it has a din of a suffix. So this is this halacha. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. Teshchenuiz meichus bas shchuta armez bas nevel l'schafolai. You don't know where you bought a chayshish. L'nimsa alchanacharev. Amar Rav Yechanan nimsa biyad nachri k'nimsa b'platya. If you found it in the hands of a guy, that's like finding it in the street because you don't know from where it came. He could have bought it from a Jewish or a non-Jewish store in a city where kosher meat is more expensive. We assume a guy bought a tray in a city where it's the same price. So we say kemetza mechza. Blazer.
If they found it with a guy, why aren't we chashish for lack of shmira?
Well, kachim need shmira. We're talking about chol. Reb Blazer by Reb Chania have a mitzvah for Reb Mana. He was walking Reb Mana, holding him up. Chama lechad arma mekatam is susya. They saw a guy cutting a piece of horse meat, umapit lebron, walking out with it. 1 minute, we just said, if you find a guy eating meat, walking with meat, you go bus arrive, and here you have a guy with horse meat. this guy we're going to say like Rav Yechanan, mm-hmm. if you find meat it's in the guy's hands, like finding it in the street, and it's mutter. Amalei Cain, he said yes. Am Rav Yaisi, that reish is a take out. Am Rav Yaisi, and Sharoa, I saw Yaitzim and Makulin Shal Yisrael. And that is that you know he shopped by a
Jewish. So it's obvious.
Well, you don't know that this is the same meat. If you saw him walk out of a Jewish bush, that's good. If you know he shops by a Jew, it's what? Marisayan? Is only where they were guys, not where they were.
That it's something that,
okay. Just when I read Amalek Cain, comma. I, the modern Hebrew Cain means yes. I mentioned many times, Cain in Gemara Hebrew, Hain. It goes together. Cain Amar Rabbi Yaisi. So said Rabbi Yaisi, the Reish take out, Hain Sharasi, Esam Koshes. Now, Chad Bar Nash, Bitsipirin, Ozel Boy, Mizbin Kupad Mintapcha. One Jew in Tzipirin went to buy meat from a butcher. Veloyo Avlai. The guy's a Jew and another Jew. He said, I don't like you, I'm not selling you meat. Amalei Lechad Rumai. So this Jew went over to a Roman guy, said, icily. He said, you know what? He doesn't sell me, I'll show him. Here's my $10, you go in and get me a steak. Amalei, so he told him, so he got it from him. Amalei, loinospis al karche. See, afterwards he stuck out his tongue at the butcher man. He said, ha ha, I got it from you anyway. Don't you think I got it against your will? Amalei said, a butcher fella told him, La Bosa de Nevela Yav. I saw a Roman guy come in. I gave him my Nevela. I really got it to you. So what's the Shaila? Is he believed? Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Balafnei Rabbi. They brought the Shaila to Rabbi. Right? These guys are fighting with each other. He says, sent a Roman. He says, I sold him Nevela. Omar, Loi Kula. Kula is like Yechayla. Loi Kula Mine, he has no ability. Meser Makulin the Tzibayim. To us, the butcher store is in Makulin. So here, there are two Pshatim in the Mefarshim. Either he's just not Naaman. It came out of a kosher store, we assume it's kosher. Or, even if this guy did it, it's not going to change the halacha. The halacha is, a guy buys from a store, it's mutter. You have an unusual case, you always can have exceptions. That doesn't change anything. Okay, Rav Nochis, this next Gemara, Rav's Memra has a corresponding Memra in Chulin. This next story is the source for the concept of Basash and the Salam and Ayin, which is a misunderstood concept. So let's learn Rav, and then I'll explain. Rav Nochis Lissamon, Rav went to Bavel, Tamon means there, it's Bavel in the Yerushalmi. Chamsun, he saw, we had Chamsun a bunch of times. Yeah. We're hoping you'll do Bittul Chametz, the Chamite, Dola Chamite, you'll remember the Yerushalmi. Okay, Chamsun, he saw Mekilin. The Gemara bring the story he saw. He saw they were very makel and basar. The Chomer Aleim, and he was made Chumris for them. Mm-hmm. He introduced the Chomer Basar Salam Ayin. This is what he saw. Chabar Nash, also.
Rather than to live or to visit?
When he ended up living there. Rav and Shmuel opened the two big academies in Surah Pumbedisa. They opened the two big academies in Bavel, and that's what changed. You'll notice the Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Almost all. Except for Hillel came from Bavel. Tanoim were all in Eretz Yisrael. The Amoraim were almost all in Bavel, because Rav and Shmuel opened the two big yeshivas in Surah and Pumbedisa. And from then on, till the Rabbanan Savroi, the main learning was in Bavel. At any rate, Chad Bar Nash Ozel Boy Mishizga Iskufisa, he went to wash his meat Begay Nahara, in the river. V'inshisa, so they're two tachin. Either inshisa means he left it there, forgot it there, or it means he trapped it into the water and he came back and got it. V'ozel lay, and he went away. Chazar, he came back. Boy Misivni. Boy Mispina, and he wanted to recover it. Amalei Rav, now listen to this. Osel lecha dana. Osel lecha, it's osel to you. Dina Amar, Pesam Chayshish, Hahi Shotaf Nara. The original piece of meat got washed away. Vaisi Churi de Nevela Tchusai, and it brought other meat in its place. Now this is highly unlikely. He left meat, or he dropped it into the water, and it got switched. What a chumra. A second similar story. Chabar Nash of Amalek Beshuka, Tod Kupit. So he's walking in the street carrying meat. Osa Daisa V'chotfei. A daisa came, some say it's a bird, some say it's an animal, and grabbed the meat, mine. V'tolka say, now, if he would have been watching this animal the whole time, there'd be no shayla. But afterwards, Tolka say, you see, he sees the bird again, and it drops the meat. Chazabai misbina, he wanted to recover it. Amalei Rav, asalacha dana, this is asa to you. Asalacha, dinamar, because I say, basan in the veila v'tina, V'tolka say. The meat it took before is elsewhere, and this is nevela that that he brought v'nispa, and he dropped it. Now this I have to explain to you a little of an arichas because it's very important. Basa shenisalim in ayin. Rav's memra holds the following. It's a chumri gedolah ma'id. Rav holds kipashte basar that it's possible in the furthest stretch of your imagination that it was switched, becomes aser. Meaning, let's say I have a porch on my second floor. No one can get up to my porch from the street. I'm eating meat on my porch. Has no simanim. If it has simanim, it's mutter. Has no simanim. I'm eating a turkey roll sandwich. I get a phone call. I go into my house. I come back to the porch. It looks like my sandwich. It's aser. Basa shenis alam in ayin. Basa that the eye didn't see. Now, if the sandwich has a bite and it matches my teeth, that's called a simen. That's mutter.
Nobody
there's no
can get
simen.
Into there. Nobody can get into there.
So we chayshish, a bird came and switched it.
That's Rav.
That's Rav. Rav's chumer is basha nesalam and ayin.
Even a bird.
Chayshish, that even the craziest story, that was Rav's chumra, because he saw Jews were being too makel on meat, so he made this chumra called basha nesalam and ayin.
21st century kasha. If I'm barbecuing in my backyard, and I go into the house to take a call. My neighbor I know uses tray for meat. Do I have to be kosher?
According to Rav, it's a problem.
Even
now, Levi argues. Levi argues with Rav. Not in the Bavli. Not in Yerushalmi. In the Bavli.
Right.
Levi says, we don't pass him like Rav. This is a chumra he made for a certain time when people are being mezalzel. We don't paskin that way. We paskin only if you give your meat to a shliach, a guy who's a shliach to bring meat from point A to point B, then you have to be chayshish or switch it. However, if he could steal it, why would he switch it? There's no reason he would switch it. Let's say you come home and your delivery man left the meat on your stoop. You say, oy vey, bas yosam an ayin. No bas yosam an ayin. Because why would anybody switch the meat on you? If they want, they'll take it. Now, if you send a shliach, so you have to be chayshish, you switch. If you send a guy without some on him, so Levi's maida, even though it's unlikely, it's possible. It's possible he was delivering Frank's, smelled good in the car service, he ate it, and he stopped at McDonald's, and he replaced it. Likely? No. Possible? Yes. Rav is chayshish when you give it to a guy who's a shliach. So he needs some on him, actually, he needs two some on him. But we pass it like Levi, not like Rav. Therefore, what people say, Basar Shasam and Ayin, I tell them, we pass in Basar Shasam is mutter. They look at me like I'm nuts. We pass in Basar Shasam and Ayin is mutter. It's a misnomer. It's a misspoken word when people say, well, it's true, if you give a guy meat. I remember, we were doing the art scroll Eiravin 22 years ago or so. We were working late into the night. I was going to the printer. And they ordered meat. They ordered, everyone ordered from a place on 13th Avenue. They delivered it with a Mexican delivery man with no simanim. So I'm sitting there, and they're asking me, is it mutter? So, you know, it was the middle of the night, and I know they're not listening to me. I said, call your local Orthodox rabbi. You know, especially then, I was about 30 years old. I'm going to tell them, everything's treif. I told them, listen, I'm not eating mine. They called every rav they could think of to call it. I don't know, it was late at night. Everybody said it's us. Tuvia Goldstein said, if you know the exact time he left, exact time he got to you, and there was no time to go to McDonald's, then it's mutter. You know, who's looked at the clock when he came? Who looked when he left? But otherwise, shliach, he needs some money. But otherwise, it's us. Recently, there was this story about someone on an airplane who had a sandwich, who went to the bathroom. It's amaratzis. It's a silly thing.
Well,
it's mutter, because the halacha is, basar sama ayin is mutter. Unless Rav was the fellow on the plane, he holds it saucer.
The guy said he replaced the meat.
If the guy tells you he replaced it, so then but you're not being
cautious.
It's like, take it.
That's exactly
it's mutter. If you leave a meat sandwich, you go out of the plane, and you come back, it's mutter. It's
100% mutter. Exactly what happened.
I have to tell you.
And also, most times you can tell that it was your meat.
Let me tell you something else. You also have to be suspicious of stories. I've flown on planes. The likelihood of a piece of meat like mine being anywhere else on the plane is somewhat slim. But anyway, be as it may be. Now, I have to tell you, they put out for Rebelsky halacha sefer one day. I walked into yeshiva, halacha sefer. I opened it just anywhere. It's a shayla buster and this amen eye and the whole thing. Mamish, what I'm telling you is amaratz is printed the Abishem Rebelsky. So I go up to Rebelsky. I say, Rebelsky, I just opened the sefer anywhere. Look what it says. I showed it to him. He shrugs his shoulders. He says, I couldn't read every page, you know. It's wrong. There's no such thing. So it's a mistake. It's a misspoken. It's true. If a guy brings, you have to be chayshu. She switched it. But the expression, basra samayin, is a misspoken
expression.
Well,
they did the cow share. Well, the person did say basra samayin. He says, we're machma and we're asr.
Okay. That proves my point. In English, basra samayin means meat set by a guy. In halachic terms, now I have to tell you, Mechaber is Machmir, the Ramah is Meikel. Yeah. Sfardim, in theory, have to be Machmir, but I've been told that the Sfardim pass like the Ramah here. Just like we don't pass like every Ramah, I've been told that they pass also like the Ramah, like Levi. Machmir is Rabban Levi. Alright, we have four more stories. Let's see. What are we up to? Hahu Uchrana Ginoi. Hu Uchrana Ginoi. No, I'm sorry. Vinospo Achrana. And he dropped off a different piece of meat. Ginoa Shotav Zikin. Zikin are wine, what's the word for it? Wineskins.
The river.
Wineskins. Wineskins are, when you travel, it's hard to carry drinks with you. Today we have good containers. They didn't have plastic containers. How do you carry drinks? Very hard. They took skins, soaked it in wine, and then later when they got to that place, it's concentrate. Then they put it in water, and the wine came out and flavored the water. So he had these wine skins. He knows shot of zikin, and now these zikin were swept away, and he found them later. Also of the kamei Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Laza, Omar Yakumun Shefoi Kitrahain. What they should do is see if it's nicker to them the way it's tied. If it has a simin, then the way it's tied, that's a good simin. A simin is mutter. Nuknika ishtakach bekenishta. A nuknika is another wine.
Container of wine.
Container of wine was found bekenishta de buli. In the shul in buli. Also of the kamer of Yirmiya. Omer yischakvun mukurai ividetain. They should check the writing. Sukurai is red ink. They should check the red markings if it's their work. If you have a simin, it's mutter. Third story, since Rav stories. Giditz li ishtakich ba'asatroi digufta fitiru mishum shnei devarim. They found a roasted gedi ba'asatroi digufta. Was that a public square in Gufta? They were matter mishum shnei devarim. Mishum mitziya, mishum rei mahalchi derachim. What does that mean? Mishum mitziya detani hamatzel miyado ari. Hamatzel in Yerushalmi means you find something that a lion's about to take, miyadagayis, looters are about to take, mishunas hayam, mishunas hanar, it's about to be washed away by the ocean or the river. Oh, Mr. Roy Gedailo, a Platya Gedailo, a big street, a big square. Now, someone loses something, they'll never get it back. If you find it, Hari Elu Shalom, Nishabailam is Yashimahan. So, Alt Dine Mominis, they said you're allowed to keep these containers because the Bailamam is Yayish. Mishum roi mahalchei derachim. The second heta was to go basarayv. Mishum shchitas nachri. You don't have to be chayshish as a guy's meat. Because roiv over there called the parish meruba parish. So therefore it's mutter. Vishtakach it ended up in the base rabbi that there was taka kosher meat from rabbi's house. Now I want to explain when we say you find meat in the street, you go basarayv. Light us, there's no such thing, we don't pass the bus from Salman and Ayin. It's Kepashte. You walk out, you find a Frankfurter, you go bus arrive. Light Rav, the Gemara says, what's the case? You find meat in the street, it's always bus from Salman and Ayin.
Yeah.
Rav says it means that you saw a human being walking, drop it, and now you went and found it. So it was never in the Salman and Ayin. There's always someone watching it. The guy was holding it. From the time he dropped it, you watched it. That's the case of Tisha Chanuya, it's Light Rav. The last story, Igul the governor ishtaka upon the car de Levi, it was a piece of round cheese, a cake of cheese, was found in Levi's motel room. Vitirum yishnei devarim. So it's mutter, the mamon is mutter, the cheese is mutter. Mishum etziya, shumroi ma'achidrach. Mishum etziya, he said it's not a metziya that has to be returned. The tani amasa miyada gayis, miyada ari, mishunasiyam, mishunasanar, mishroi gedayla, plati gedayla. Hayo shalai, we just said that. Neshabayla mesiyashaman, because he give up hope on getting it back. Mishumroi ma'achidrachim, mishum gvina nachri. As far as a gayis cheese, it's mutter because Raiv of the Ochidrachim were Jews. Vishtakach bin Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yaisi, and it turned out the attack came from a Jew.
But that's as Zman is at that time. Who's to say that would happen right now?
Right. Today, it would have to be in a place where Raiv of the people are kosher. You go, you find it in a hotel at a convention. You go to a convention, you find something in a hotel. You can Omer Amana Kumei Rabbi Yaisi.
You wouldn't be miyash if you were there. You wouldn't be
right. Ramuna said in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Anan Chamiya Rabbanan Machrizen. I saw, again Chamiyan, Rabbanan Machrizen, Chashav of people, even if it's Ariel Shalai, they try to return it anyway. Amalei, At in Havesa Mishkach Leinispis, if you find it, wouldn't you return it? Rabbi Yaina Avuch Loi Omer came. I'm sorry, speak to me. If you found it, you would not return it. Rabbi Yaina Avuch Layama came. Your father didn't say that. Alama Halavai Kat Nishkach Nishkach Mpiusa. Halavai, when I find it, I should find it. Mpiusa Lagav. I should find it out in the public thoroughfare. So even though your father didn't return it, Afila Kain, Ashkach Alay Nasif. Nevertheless, Ashkach, when he found things, Valay Nasif. Sorry, Afila Kain. He found it, he didn't take it. Okay. So even though Rabbi Yaina, when he found it, he returned it. So this is the way we pass him. If Nimshur Sadin, you're supposed to try to return things even where Alpidin, you're allowed to keep it. Zakh Mishnah. So we talked about money that's found and meat that's found. Behema, you find an animal. Shinisubi Yerushalayim at Migdaleder. It's found for Yerushalayim until Migdaleder. That's where they made the Haggadahs.
Ukumidas
alachol ruach, and that area all around. Zacharim aylais. A male is a ayla. Nikevosiv cheshlamim. Now, an ayla could only be a male animal. Shlamim could be either one. We need an explanation. Zacharim aylais. Maybe it's a shlamim. We'll have to see. Zacharim.
Zacharim has the aylais.
No, they're only
it could be a shlamim.
The Mishnah seems to say Zacharim Eilis. Now Zacha could be a shlamim too.
Yeah, it could be a shlamim, right?
So
right.
We're going to learn it means what machmir that it might be an Eila. The keva is a shlamim. The keva can't be an Eila. We assume it's a shlamim. Rehudai maharoi lepsachim. If it's an animal roi for a carbon pesach, lepsachim kaidim lerega lamidyam lepsachim, use it for a carbon pesach, kaidim lerega lamidyam. So if you're lucky enough to find an animal roi for a carbon pesach, you assume the owner's miayish and you use it. Now you're walking, you find an animal, and it's a shlamim. There's a catch. A shlamim needs flour, and wine, and oil. So if you found it, you got stuck. You had to bring the carbon, and you had to pay for the flour, the oil, and the meat. So what are you going to do next time you see such an animal?
Leave it.
So nobody would take the animal. And they're not wrong, they're not going to take it. Hiskinu Bezdin Shiun Sakhaba Mishal Tzibor. So Bezdin made a takana that the public funds is gonna pay for it. Om Rav Shimon Zayin Devarim Hiskinu Bezdin, Ze'echad Mehem. Seven similar takanas. So one is a found animal, the public pays for the Nesachim. Next. Nachri Shashalach Eilasim Dinesayam. A guy who sends his carbon Ayla from a different country. Vishalach Ima Nesachim. And he sent with it Nesachim. Now, it doesn't mean he sent flour, because the guy's flour is Tameh. He sent money for Nesachim. Craven Mishalai. So if the guy sent money, use the guy's money. Imlav, Craven Mishal Tzibor. If not, what are you going to do? He sent the carbon, you have to be makrivit. So use the Tzibor money for the carbon. That's the second takana. Chinger Shemes. If a ger dies, whenever I have this in yeshiva, I want to explain, that what do you do if you find a ger who has no relatives, and you find out, and sure, they give a klap, he's dying, let's say Tehillim. What do? You quickly run to his house, and as soon as he dies, you grab everything that's his. A ger that dies, all of his, and he has no relatives, all his possessions become hefker the minute he dies, and then you're allowed to take it. So here, in this, now you should say tell him, fam, you should learn. I don't mean that. So to illustrate what you're doing.
Like they say, tell him with a lot of
Ger Shemes.
That's why the insurance thing, you know what they're doing, elders. So Rebelski said, when they're being spoiled, that these guys should die, and they're all, for, a lot of them were from people.
Ger Shemes. Viniach Zavachim. A ger that died, and he left over a carbon. So what's the problem? Now, a chatos that only dies, he can be makriv. He left a shlomim, you can be makriv it. Im yeshlein nesachim kreivim ishalayim. If he owns the sachim, you makriv it. Im lav, if it was ready, hefker, and everyone grabbed it, kreivim ishal tziba. That's the third takana. Fourth, tadai beznu akayin gadol shemes, sheitim mechasek kreivim ishal tziba. Kayin gadol that died, so there's a carbon kayin gadol that's brought every day. So the carbon kayin gadol that's brought every day, there's no kayin gadol in the interim. The tzibur pays for. I think that's the fourth tekana.
Is there a backup though? There's always somebody who's a backup. Is a backup kohen gadol?
No, Yom Kippur there was. The rest of the year they had to vote on a kohen gadol. Yom Kippur they prepared a backup. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Michel Yarshim. He said, no, the kohen gadol is Yarshim should pay for it. V'shlei ma'isa kareva. Even though normally they brought half in the morning, half in the evening, they brought the whole thing. That's four tekana so far.
Yeah.
The fifth, ala melech v'la eitzim, salt and wood. Shukainim na'isa mehem. The kainim. They barbecued meat in the base of English. They had to eat it. So they wanted salt and wood. Yeah. No, they should really bring their own. But since it's kachim, and salt and wood is relatively inexpensive, they made it tonight. They can use the salt and the wood. That's five. Ala para, shloyu mailin ba'afra. And the para aduma, there's no isamil on the afer. It's very hard to handle the afer and not be sure you'll be mail. Valakinim apsulais, shubais mishal tzibor. And akilam kinim apsulais. Again, I said they put money in the pushka, and people went home, and they bought birds, and now the birds became pasul. You can't find the owner, and what are you going to do now? You can't be makrivit. So the first mandiyama said that tzibur paid for it. It was the seventh takana. Rabbi Yossi said, "Amas because akinim umasikas apsulais." The one who provided the contract to provide the birds, he had to replace anything that was
pasul. He loses again.
So Ad Khan, he loses again.